As this transcribed adventure moves forward from day to day, you'll have the help of Terry Lee, Pat Ryan, Jude Hennick, and the others in the thrilling job of aircraft spotting. It isn't an easy job, but if you listen closely, you'll hear all kinds of pointers, and you'll find it easier to remember a plane, too. We'll join that daring American pilot, Jude Hennick, in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. There's no doubt about it. The men and women who go places and do things in this world are the ones with pep and sparkle, live wires who never seem to get tired or blue. Now, one of the surest ways for you to get energy like that is to eat the right things. Things that really contribute, like Libby's Tomato Juice. You see, Libby's Tomato Juice is not only a wonderful tasting drink, it's rich in vitamins. Yes, Libby's Tomato Juice is one of the best of all sources of important vitamin C. It's rich, too, in vitamin A, and also supplies vitamins B1 and G. So you can see you get lots of vitamins when you drink this grand tomato juice of Libby's. And tomato juice is far from being the only Libby's food you'll want to have. Libby brings you more than 100 different foods, fruits and juices, meats, vegetables, salmon, and every one is extra specially good. They taste grand, and they bring you fine food values. For Libby's skill and careful methods protect food values as well as flavor. So why don't you ask your mother to get Libby's food? She'll be glad to, because they're easy to fix as well as grand tasting and nutritious. The name is Libby's, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. You wanted to get Libby's foods because they're extra good. And now, Terry and the Pirates. The Chinese commandos have started out on their first night raid, and their objective is the enemy supply depot, a small group of oil trucks encamped in a valley. But in some way, the enemy has discovered that the commandos are planning a midnight attack. And so, a trap was set. The invader soldiers slipped into the nearby hills, and dummies wearing uniforms were placed about the campfire. But from a distance, the keen eyes of Terry saw that something was wrong. He reported his observations to Pat Ryan. Together, they worked their way close to the supply trucks, discovered the trick, but in turn were made prisoners. Enemy soldiers surrounded them, and the officer in charge said,
"Ah, so we have caught the Americans in our little trap. It is well. I had hoped for a more complete group of prisoners, but I shall be satisfied for the moment. Be pleased to follow me. I will need you two gentlemen to help me destroy the remainder of your little foolhardy company."
But before we continue with this side of tonight's adventure, let's return to the commando headquarters. Here we join Jude Hennick, who has been left behind with Connie. Jude didn't want to do any walking, and Connie isn't keen on boom-boom bullets in personal inside. Jude, as usual, is discussing airplanes.
Well, Connie, I don't know whether I'm helping you or just hearing myself talk. Do you know what I just told you?
Oh, to be sure, Mr. Doodle. It's airplane stuffings.
Well, you go to work on that spotter that Terry made. It's got more good sense packed into it than an armful of books.
Connie is sleepy with books.
Reading makes me sleepy, too. Go over that cardboard disc and see if you can learn to identify planes.
It's easy to do. Watch out. This is United States airplane, flying battleship.
Oh, flying fortress. How do you know this?
Big boom guns, are plenty engines. Golly.
Look, Connie, it's a monoplane. 90% of all the planes in this war are monoplanes. Learn to spot monoplanes. Well, you were a super spotter.
All right, try whizzing around again. Watch out. Golly. Is Japanese bomb plane.
You guess them all right. I don't know how, but you do. But you twist things up so much nobody can understand you. Yeah, it's a Jap bombing plane. All right, spin the platter again. Let's see how good you are. Oh, what's that, baby?
Mr. Smith.
I give up. That's a Messerschmitt. Mr. Smith. You call him one way and label him another. What was that you called the British fighter plane? Oh, yeah, the Dragon. You meant the Spitfire.
Oh, he's so sorry, but wise man has so said, it's better to understand in time of trouble than...
Well, you're worse than usual tonight, Connie. If that dogfight we had in here didn't help you any. Hey, I'm beginning to get worried about our pal. Been gone about 3 hours. He should be straggling back. He should have heard something.
Connie is clean of worryness. Mr. Lion Todd and Terry can fight with delight.
Maybe so, but that outfit went to the supply depot to get gas and oil for my plane. I can't forget that. I wonder if I ought to... Of course. I got enough gas to fly there and back.
Flying airplane in night is most unhappy.
Hey, there wasn't a time schedule. We should have rated that outfit over an hour ago. Connie, I'm going for a ride in the crate. You want to come along?
Oh, Connie regrets that his liver is torn with sympathy, but he...
Okay, so I'll take a powder on my own. Come on, lend a hand. At least you can do that.
As Dude Hennig suddenly decides to fly over the enemy supply depot, let's return to Terry and Pat. They are surrounded by invader soldiers and the officer in charge.
All right. So we made a mistake.
All happily, you're right, mistake. This is war, and I cannot take any prisoner. However, I might see fit to make an exception in the case of you, gentlemen, if...
If we talk. No thanks.
I expected an insolent answer, and so we do not waste time. It will be an unusual experience for you, gentlemen, to die in the uniform of my company.
It's an unusual experience to die.
To have your own soldiers be responsible for your death. That, too, is unusual.
What shall I do? Ask you what you have in mind?
You are both prisoners of war. You should be shot without delay. But I shall have you dressed in the uniform of my soldiers. You will be placed conveniently over there by the firelight. Your friends will shoot you, mistaking you, of course, for my own men.
How typical.
That is to remind you to hold your tongue in the presence of a superior. You have found the fate you deserve, and there is no further need for talk.
You're not afraid. You just like to shatter your teeth for exercise.
Nicely air travel go boots in darkness.
There's no mountains to worry about around here. I know this country. It's as flat as your face.
Much obliged for saying, but the face is not flat.
Well, keep a bump on your shoulders then and keep looking. No, there we are. See down there about 2 miles north? That's the spot it has to be. Oh, is there a campfire, huh?
The next time, Connie remain on ground and study airplane dinner.
Ah, plenty of time for that. Do it tomorrow. I'll give you a whole course on aircraft spotting. Just now, we have work to do.
Is there going to be shooting?
I hope not. Gonna fly down low and see what's wrong. They seem mighty quiet. Now, look closely. Gonna back around. But I'm more on due time. If there's any hooligans down there, they'll get us scared. Campfire isn't any good. Not enough light. If something's wrong, I know there is. I can't see anybody. Hand me that flare, Connie.
Is this?
Yeah. I'll run upstairs with this crate and drop a flare. Then we'll see what's what. Lot better than the moonlight anyway. Okay, here goes the flare. There! How's that? Light enough down there to read yesterday's newspaper. Well, we'll go down and have a look. There's a lot of people running. Looks like I stirred up a hornet's nest. Can't tell who's who. We moved too fast, my lad.
Maybe I did wrong, but at least it's better than sitting home doing nothing. Okay, Tommy. Back to the front.
Oh, yeah, that's less than an aircraft identification. Look, I know you're anxious to learn, but can't it wait until tomorrow morning? After all, I'm a bit weary. Night flying has its good points. Hey, Connie. Wait. Oh, well. Yeah, glad evening.
You don't stretch out and relax in the bunker.
Hey. What's that?
Hey, wake up, Connie. Looks like we've got company.
Can't see any too well, but those engines sound like trucks.
Oh, please, Mr. Duda. Cody is officially in arms of peace.
Okay, but maybe this is more trouble. Right on the home ground, too.
I'm going out and have a look.
Say, fellas, I want to apologize, but I got worried. I got so fidgety sitting here with Connie that I...
You don't apologize. If it wasn't for you, Pat and I'd be a couple of dead pigeons right now.
Thanks, dude. The first commando medal goes to you.
Just...
That series of acrobatics, that flail I did the trick. Dragon Lady was able to get our men together, and while you were up there...
The closest shave I ever watched. No, thanks. Never again.
Oh, I don't get it, lad. What's happened? Seems to have brought home the bacon. I mean, those oil trucks didn't grow on you.
Oh, it's a long story, and I'm tired.
Pat and I were tied to one of those trucks, right by the campfire. You see, we were prisoners.
Well, say, and lucky, you got nice invader uniforms on.
Sure, and then you flew in. You cut some fancy capers off of close to the ground, dude, but you scared the gang away. They scattered like leaves in a windstorm.
And then you set off that flare, and our own outfit charged in. Well, after the shooting was all over, we seemed to be in first place.
Well, anytime you need a life save or anything like that, just drop a line. Now that everything's over, I think we'll turn in. Oh, by the way, if it isn't asking too much, will you fill the gas tank? I may have to do a little more flying, and I want to be ready.
What a man. Okay, Judy, I'll personally fill the fuel tank. Oh, yeah, and... thanks again for saving my life.
Oh, another gag like that, and I'll be sorry I did.
Anything I can do for you, Judy?
Yeah, you can do plenty, Terry.
I'm so glad to be alive and all the time.
I want you to take charge of Connie. He thinks your airplane spotter is wonderful. He knows all the planes. But he's got his own name for him. Take him in hand, will you?
Sure thing.
Oh, thanks. With those few words, I depart from my 40 wings.
Adios, and stuff. Call me early, Mother, for tomorrow.
Well, Terry, it's been a big night's work and a lucky one. I'll arrange about refueling Dude's plane. You go and educate Connie on the best way to spot planes.
You hear that, Connie?
Mrs. Terry, is nobody explain why Connie must ride in airplane with Mr. Duda to learn easy way to spot?
Well, you don't have to ride in a plane in order to learn how to spot planes. Say, were you in that plane with Dude?
Is so.
Did you hear that, Pat?
Well, button my lip.
I'll tell you what, Connie. As long as you like that airplane spotter of mine, I'll make you one. Just for yourself. And I'll put a lot of different planes on it. How's that?
Here's hokey dandy.
Well, what a night. I hope our friends didn't have to go through any many narrow escapes they had this time. This is just about the wildest adventure they ever had. But there's a new thriller coming up mighty quick, and I'll tell you about it in just a moment. A few minutes ago, I was telling you about Libby's tomato juice, how rich it is in vitamins, how wonderful it tastes. But I didn't tell you this. I didn't say why Libby's is so super delicious. Well, the chief reason is that Libby uses prize variety tomatoes. Yes, sir, prize variety tomatoes picked red ripe. Do try Libby's tomato juice. You'll sure go for that prize tomato flavor. Remember, when you buy war savings bonds and stamps, you're buying a share in America. Next Monday's transcribed adventure is one of those things that blow up suddenly and cause plenty of excitement. And when you tie up rousing commando adventure with aircraft spotting, then you have a radio story that can't be beat. So make a date with our friends next Monday. There's a big surprise awaiting you, and I do mean big.